here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us as we broadcast live tonight from the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. On the show, we'll be previewing the UEFA Champions League group stage with Dick Howard, and we'll be speaking at length with the first player signed by the MISL Rochester Lancers, Doug Miller himself. And now here's our host, who, of course, is synonymous with the Lancers, Joe Sirianni.
Well, good evening, Andrew, and good evening to all our listeners, because this is a beautiful facility that we're broadcasting from. The owner is Doug Miller, and let me tell you, I saw Doug Miller with blue and gold, wearing the blue and gold, not only him, but the whole family and the whole staff over there at the SML Center, and it gave me a sense of I got the chills. Because to the revival of the blue and gold and the name Lancers are brought back thanks to Sam Fantuso and his partners. And what a joy it's going to be able to see the games. And now it seems like years, you know, that we're awaiting this event, but it's only a couple months away.
That's right. So I can't wait for the start of indoor soccer. It's been, Rochester has never had a full-fledged indoor soccer team that's played in a league. The Lancers played in the NASL indoor tournaments back in the mid-70s and did very well. And, of course, the Lancer players were part of the great dynasty of the New York Arrows back in the original MISL days in the late 70s and early 80s. But this will be the first time there's been a league, an indoor league based with a team based here in Rochester, and the first match is Saturday, November 4th on the road against the Syracuse Silver Knights, which is Tommy Tanner's team. And Joe, you and I are going to be taking the trip down to the Salt City to watch that first match.
That is for sure. That is for sure. And then, of course, you know, Andrew, I you know, we were so used to go to the stadium to watch one or two games every week, and now I'm in a state of a shock because I have no place to go. So I'm just waiting for this season to start quickly. Is it November yet?
No, not yet. It's still too warm outside. But everybody, we know that the home opener for the Lancers will be Saturday, November 12th. It's a change to the schedule, if you haven't heard by now. The Chicago franchise, which still does not have a nickname officially, that'll be the first opponent for the Lancers at home at the Blue Cross Arena. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff. And then a couple more matches on Saturdays in the month of November will be the Syracuse Silver Knights coming to town at a 7 p.m. kickoff on the 19th. And then for your Thanksgiving holiday long weekend, the legendary Baltimore Blast, which of course was the Pat Erkley's team in the MISL back in the day, they'll be coming into town on Saturday, November 26th at 1 p.m. And then right around the Christmas holidays will also be a lot of games for the Lancers. So it's going to be very exciting. And also I'm very happy that the ESL, Federal Credit Union, is the main sponsor, corporate sponsor for the Lancers. It'll be good to see the ESL logo, another home-based Rochester business that's been around since the 20s as the original Eastman Savings and Loan. There'll be the on the shirts of the Lancer players.
Well, Andrew, you know, we were, you and I attended the press conference. It was great, you know, in all respects. First of all, because what you just said, ESML You know, we were at a new facility over in downtown. Secondly, you know, the gentleman that made the presentation on behalf of the SNL, he's really a soccer guy, and we had the privilege to talk with him. And thirdly, and maybe most importantly, is because, you know, in all the history of the Lancers, of the past, the major sponsors that that we had were not really, you know, the local people. I mean, they were the local big company like Kodak and Xerox and stuff like that. And, you know, when you really look at it, it's a shame because they should have been, you know, Kodak, for instance, should have been the number one company that would have been great to put the name Kodak on the Lancer shirt, because we went all over the world. We went in Italy, we went in South America, we in Mexico, you know, so there would have been a good thing to advertise the Kodak's name. But they never did. They went and sponsored the Cosmo in New York because they were the big, you know, they were a bigger market. And, you know, so I'm very pleased that the SNL has partnered with the Lancers and to put their brand on their shirt.
Well, of course, these ESL originated within Kodak, so George Eastman founded Eastman Savings and Loan back in the 20s. So it took a while, Joe, but I think they finally got their name based on a Kodak-based business on their shirts. Of course, ESL is now not affiliated with Kodak anymore. Specifically, they still do work for them, but it's going to be a great feeling
to
see the blue and gold.
It's a company that started with Kodak.
That's
so
right.
And of course, it was an employee, an employee 7-7 program, the Kodak sponsor for them, and now they're independent of the Federal Credit Union. So it's a great place to put your money.
I know you're a customer.
My money is there, just not much, but because I lost it all, but. You know, it's beside the point. But
and of course, the first signing, Doug Miller. What a great moment that was. We'll talk more about Doug Miller when Doug is actually with us in the second part of our show. Before we go to our first break, though, we want to thank our good friend Lou Reinwald for supplying us with a brand new Soccer is the Kick in the Grass banner, because the one we used to have somehow got lost. I don't know. I think somebody stole it
from the Rhinos organization.
I hope they made it wasn't for the Rhinos. It was
I hope they're responsible.
No, I think somebody somebody wanted to buy it and sell it on eBay because we're so popular.
I won't put it past that, but you know, in regard to Lou, I have to say that in all our life with this program, I have never met a nicer gentleman that has been not only a soccer enthusiast right from the beginning, but he's a soccer enthusiast supporting the Rhinos, supporting the Flash, and now he has already bought 3 season tickets.
The golden ticket.
Forever and ever. He's going to be probably one of the first one. It's probably one of the first ones that has bought that, and you know, I've got to give him a lot of credit, because when you talk about soccer people and when you talk about you know, putting their money where their mouth is, this guy has done it, and we are forever grateful for all the things that he's doing for us and for our show. And And besides that, he's a great friend. So.
And that banner you see at Salem Stadium is courtesy of Lou as well. So thank you, Lou. Lou is actually here with us listening in.
We tried to get him to say something, but he doesn't want to talk.
That's okay. We'll talk for him. But we're going to go to our first break now. When we come back, we will hear from Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We're going to have all the latest international news, and we'll talk UEFA Champions League soccer. It starts tomorrow with Milan and Barcelona. What a way to kick it off. That's next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from the Doug Miller Family Sports Park.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, where you can get all of your Rochester Lancers gear in preparation for the 2011-2012 MISL season. Number to call is 248-2650. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Good, Andrew. And before we start and talk about so much on this, I wonder how many of your listeners saw the Beach Soccer World Cup final yesterday.
Because I forgot all about it. I had it on my list.
Fantastic. You know, a biggest upset probably in history with Russia beating favored Brazil 12-8. A magnificent game. And it really gave a great overview for the the Beach Soccer World Championship. It was tremendous soccer, and we brought it in here in Canada on CBC, and I was fortunate enough to do the analysis for it. It was just great. But I know you're featuring the Lancers and the indoor game tonight, so we should not say too much, but if you missed it, you missed a cracking game.
That's right. That was held in Italy, wasn't it?
It was held in Ravenna, yeah.
Ravenna.
That's Russian a nice revolution area, in Ravenna.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
And I'm sure they had some great crowds. Yeah, there was some interesting countries in that tournament. Tahiti was a member. Is in that tournament. Did some played some nice soccer, and you know Russia, Brazil is the like I said the epitome of beach soccer. And Russia beating them is a
and
huge
the other
upset.
Thing, Andrew, in the bronze medal game, Portugal just squeaked by El Salvador 3-2. Another tremendous game, and it was great for El Salvador because they were beaten 11-2 by Portugal in the group games earlier in the tournament. So, soccer was the big winner, but Russia were just outstanding playing against Brazil. I've never seen anything like it. Brazil have been so dominant over the years, and here Russia showed how to win it. Great team performance.
Yeah, Dick, just for the sake of our listener, why don't you just give a little description how beach soccer is played?
Well, it's 37 by 28 meters is the size of the playing area. Obviously, it's a soft sand. The goals, thankfully for the goalkeepers, are only 5.5 by 2.2 meters, so they're smaller than the regulation goal. The ball is about the same size, five aside, four outfield players and a goalkeeper. Lots of action. I think there were over 85 shots in the game, and the Russian goalkeeper was superb. He made 17 saves, many in a spectacular variety, and there were many great individual actions. The ball is played a lot in the air, and you get lots of volleys and overhead bicicletas and spectacular goals, but it really was a tremendous game because nobody expected Russia to beat the favored Brazilians, who were hopeful of making it their fifth consecutive championship.
And they played with shoes or without shoes?
They play without shoes. That you're allowed to tape your feet, but no other protection. And there were several cases of shins going against shins and some nasty injuries. But no, they just play with the shirt shorts, and that's it.
I tell you, we've got beach soccer, we got indoor soccer, we got futsal, and we got the outdoor game. It truly is the world's game. There's so many different ways to play, but all that matters is you put the ball in the back of the net, and the team does that more than the other team, wins the game.
Exactly. And there were a few goals in Italy, Joe. Jeez, 35 goals in 10 games in the opening.
How do you go for that?
How about that?
I think they're blaming the goalkeepers.
But I tell you what, Joe, I'm sure you were shocked with all the top guns apart from your beloved Juventus. Didn't do too well, did they?
My God, I tell you, Dick, I watched the game, and I was in ecstasy. Although,
Did Pirlo play in the game?
Who?
Did Pirlo play, Andrea Pirlo?
No.
Andrea
Pirlo, he is the best acquisition that Juventus has made so far.
Great acquisition, and of course, a good start for Conte as well, wasn't it, as the coach?
Unbelievable.
The ageless one, Alessandro Del Piero, had a great match.
He had a great match, and Buffon had a great match too. But on one shot, they were oh my God! He had to do a double dive in order to save their ball, but. 4-1, it was a great score, and the last goal was a penalty that maybe it was injury time.
But the others, big upset there. AC Milan, Lazio, the tie, Roma losing at home to Cagliari, but the game of the day probably was the win by Palermo over Inter Milan. Did you see that one, Joe?
Definitely. I watched the whole game.
I didn't see
believe it or not, Inter should have won the game, won. But their defense really made some terrible mistake. Yeah. On both sides, the defense was the culprit of the goals. And, the reality of the thing that, Palermo played with a lot of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. They played the ball very, very, they kept the ball in their feet. Where the other ones, they were, Inter, they got shook up because they were losing. And then all of a sudden, they were trying to catch up. And, it's not the Inter of the past, so
no.
I think that they got a lot of things to look at.
Joe, over the years, Palermo at home are always in La Favorita. They're always very tough to beat, aren't they? You know, they're a strong team, and I'm sure the teams from the north, when they're travelling south, don't relish playing against a Palermo team that over the years has caused many upsets. But good start, and again, congratulations, because the win for Juve.
I have to ask you one question that is not related to soccer, but is related to soccer player. Why all the soccer players have all these freaking all these tattoos on their arm, all over their body, all of a sudden?
They're just copying David Beckham. Come on, you know that.
It's incredible, isn't it? You know, I must admit, I'm amazed at the number of tattoos that you see on players. You see it in a lot of North American sports, but it's certainly catching on. As you mentioned, Andrew, David Beckham has got quite a few on his bod, and it's, well, different strokes for different folks, you know. How are your tattoos, Andrew and Joe? You got any on your bod?
No. I'm too chicken.
Well, he always wears long sleeve shirts, so he never wears short sleeves to show them off in matches.
The one that really amazed me is on Natasha Kai, you know, from the on the women's soccer.
Mm-hmm.
She's covered with
right?
Traditional Islander tattoos from her native Hawaii. But Jake, let's get to the Champions League. That's what everyone's talking about, and the first match tomorrow, boy, talk about starting off big. Milan and Barcelona, but both teams struggled this past weekend. And, of course, they rested some players, but still, Milan has really got some injury problems. With Ibrahimovic is now out of Tuesday's match. Robinho is out. And Pipo Inzaghi is out. So basically they just have Cassano and Pato available to them. But Barcelona gave up a two-goal lead in their match against Real Sociedad. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I think in Camp Nou, the Barca are so strong, and you'd have to put your money on them. But, that was quite the upset. You know, I'm sure the Madrileños were happy with that because of Real Madrid, of course, coming through. But another good game, Borussia Dortmund, Arsenal, of course, the new look Arsenal, hopeful of getting a good result. But I tell you what, in the Westfalenstadion, it's very tough to get a result. You know, 80,000 and great support. It'll be tough for Arsene Wenger's team, I think, in that. That's a good one. And then Wednesday, two Manchester teams in action. Joe, how do you think Manchester City are going to do against Napoli?
Well, I think that Manchester City is going to win, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I would like to see Napoli win, although they had a very good game, you know, in the Italian league. But I think Manchester City, it's a little bit more powerful than Napoli is.
They've really come out flying, though. With Sergio Aguero is ripping up the premiership right now. If it wasn't for Wayne Rooney, you know, Man City would probably be top of the table. But Manchester United has just gotten off to an incredible start.
5-0 at Bolton. You just don't get those kind of results. Bolton pride themselves, you know, on being a tough team to break down, and geez, to give up 5 goals. But Manchester United just on fire at the moment.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where they play at Benfica on Wednesday. That's the live match on Fox Soccer Channel. And then Sunday, I'm going to be glued to my TV set, 11 a.m. Manchester United hosts Chelsea. And, of course, Chelsea's in action tomorrow against Bayer Leverkusen. We're not going to be seeing the former Chelsea man. And, of course, I can't think of the name right now. And it's going to... My wife's going to kill me. Michael Ballack, thank you.
Ballack.
Yeah, but I think Chelsea in their group, I think, is certainly one of the favorites, Group E. I think that Leverkusen and Valencia will be playing for second. But there's some really tough groups. I mean, that group with Bayern Munich, Man City, and Napoli is a killer group in Group A. But then you've got the group of the dead, Group G, with Porto, Shakhtar Donetsk, Zenit, St. Petersburg, and Apoel Nicosia. Porto is not the team they were last year. And Shakhtar, they're going to be, I think, will be hard-pressed to match their great performance last season in the Champions League.
Yeah, I think I put my money on Porto, but I think between Shakhtar Donetsk and Zenit to see who will go through with them. But yeah, there's some really good matchups, and probably AC Milan, Barcelona have got an easy group as well. But having said that, you know, we've seen in the European champion, you know, qualifying for Euro, and some of the surprise results where the lesser known teams are, you know, keeping the big boys down, and they're just winning 1-0, whereas in the past you were getting 5 or 6 goals. So prepare for some upsets in the Champions League.
Who do you think is the dark horse, Dick, to get into the knockout stage? I think it's Zenit St. Petersburg, myself. It's a great Russian side. They won the UEFA Champions or the UEFA Cup a couple few years back. So I think they have some pedigree there. I think they could surprise some people.
Yeah, they could. You know, they obviously with the injection of money that's come into the Russian game has certainly helped them. And you probably look at a team like that. As I say, getting back to the Beach Soccer World Cup, the performance of the Russian team, their preparation and the way they played the game was totally different to the way the game has been played over the years, where great individuals have tended to win games for national teams. Now this was a total team performance, and Russian football is on the up, and certainly it could be reflected with that team from St. Petersburg going through.
What do you think of the 8-2 transfer to the Russian league? I mean, he went to a team that it's hardly known, you know. And what do you think about their transfer?
Joe, if I was looking at my bank account having moved to that team, I would feel the same way as Mr. Eto at the moment. Just unbelievable, isn't it?
Incredible. I didn't want to talk to you with you about the money thing, because you and I are on the same page, and I think that eventually they're going to kill soccer with all this high salary.
Yeah.
The people in Russia
remarkable.
And UAE, they have a lot of money, and they want to build up their leagues, and this is what they're going after, some of these big-name players.
Yeah.
And the big-name players, Beckham.
One final thing, Joe, and it's something that I love the history, and I remember in this team way back when, you know, the return of Novara to Serie A after 55 years out of Serie A. I think, you know, it's just tremendous when you look at that. And I remember way back when I used to get an Italian magazine called Il Football and Cycling, Il Calcio e il Ciclismo, delivered to my door in England.
Yeah.
And
Calcio
I remember
ciclismo.
That Novara team when I was sort of 13 years of age, and now they're back amongst the big boys and getting a good result in Kiev also.
Definitely.
Great to
Dick,
see.
Dick, before we let you go, Man U and Chelsea, do you think Chelsea has any chance? I personally think this is setting up very similarly to last year when Chelsea started off so strong, and then Roberto Mancini played some mind games with them saying they were the favorites, and they went in and beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Do you think Chelsea might be able to do the same to Man U?
If you would ask me for an answer on that, I would say no. I think Manchester United in Old Trafford are just so dominant and so strong. If Chelsea can get a point out of this game, Villa Boas will be very happy with that situation, I think.
Well, it's going to be a great one. And then you've got Napoli and Milan at 2:45 on Sunday, two of the best teams in Italy. So it's going to be a great week. And then you've got CONCACAF Champions League as well going on this Tuesday and Wednesday. Morelia and the Galaxy from Mexico.
Yeah.
What a match that's going to be.
You're up against a difficult game in Mexico against UNAM. Pumas, you know, will be a tough game for them. But if they can get a tie, they could well go through to the next stage, which is all they can hope for. Although, of course, a sign of better times with that win at the weekend, 4-2 in Columbus.
Yeah, the Trillium Cup comes to Toronto. How about that?
Yep. Well, but anyway, closing, guys, I know you're going to have a focus on the Lancers, the indoor team, and I hope to get to see some games in the upcoming months, and certainly wish them all the best. Great name for a team.
Actually, not only a great name, but Sam Fantuzzi is doing a good job in assembling a good team, I guess. And just one quick comment on your opinion about indoor soccer. You like it or don't like it?
I must admit I'm a great fan of futsal. I think there should be only one version of the indoor game, and futsal is the way to go, because I think it places a little bit more emphasis on technical skills than does the game with the boards.
To each their own. There used to be a team in Toronto a number of years back, I believe the Shooting Stars, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's exciting, you know, there's lots of action, but if you ask me which version I prefer, I've seen futsal in the world, you know, the FIFA World Cup, and it's tremendous when played well, and the way to go.
Well, Doug Miller has played for the U.S. national futsal team, so he's an expert at both games. So,
and a great
so it works
timing,
out well. Well, Dick, hopefully next Monday we'll be talking about a famous Chelsea win against Manchester United. We'll be watching on Sunday.
We'll have lots
Thanks
to
a lot.
Talk
we'll
about,
talk
guys.
To you next week.
Lots to talk about. May the best team win, Andrew.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we return, we will be joined by Doug Miller himself, and we will talk about Rochester Lancers Soccer and the Major Indoor Soccer League right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, broadcasting live from the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a kick in the grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1.
And News Power 1040 WYSL.
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
If you've ever pulled a tuber before, then you know, inevitably, tubers wipe out.
That's why Allstate Boat Insurance doesn't just protect your boat. It protects your tubers, skiers, wakers, or anyone else you tow. Starting as low as $24 a month. From inboards to outboards, personal watercrafts to pontoons. Nobody protects boaters like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni, broadcasting live from the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, located on Westridge Road, right near the corner of Manitou Road on the west side of the city. It's your area, Joe. I used to be a west sider back in the day.
I feel at home.
There you go. And we're very happy to be joined now by the first signing of the Rochester Lancers, the all-time leading scorer for the Rochester Rhinos, and the proprietor of this establishment we're broadcasting from tonight, Doug Miller, and his appearance is brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Doug, thank you for being with us tonight, and thank you for allowing us to broadcast from your facility.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. It's great to have you guys here.
Doug, as we were waiting to get ready over here, I was looking at all the kids that are coming over here, the little ones. One two-year-old kid that's he took a liking to you, and you were so kind to the little kid. Tell us the age group that kids come over here.
Well, we have kids from 3 to 6 in our Kid Kickers program, and then from 7 to 18, both boys and girls. And this is a very family-friendly environment, teaching the kids how to play soccer, but also, with our outdoor expansion, with our fields and our snow tubing. This is why it's a Doug Miller Family Sports Park, because we want families to come here, and when they walk in, as if they own the place.
I tell you, that monstrous snow tubing hill, like, you can't even, when you go into the facility, I haven't been here in a while, you come into the parking lot, you used to be able to see all the soccer fields, now you see this big hill with a big sign saying Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing. So tell us about that and what that's going to be like come wintertime.
Well, when I bought the place, we have 31 acres here, and we're looking for different things that could make this business non-seasonal. And to keep adding, different things that we can do in different seasons. And one of the things that in Rochester, we get a lot of snow. And I had a from south to north a big hill. We made it much bigger and decided that we're going to put snow tubing in. And God provided over 1,000 trucks with 4 or 5 huge companies, that brought in dirt. And we're looking at a lot of winter fun soon.
Well, certainly that's the place already family orientated, and I want to compliment you, because you are a family man, and in all aspect of your business and life. And what I saw at the SNL over there, you were surrounded by your beautiful wife and beautiful daughters, and it gives me great pride, to have you as not only as one of our friends, but one of our sponsors, and one of the guys that it's been always a soccer-oriented kind of guy that supports soccer, and you're making a living out of soccer. So here you come to Rochester, and the history actually is that people who have become famous in Rochester soccer players, they end up getting married in Rochester.
That's the truth.
You, Pat Erkley, and several other people that I know go back to the Lancer days. Why is that? I mean, why? How come you chose Rochester to be your home?
Well, I think first in 1996, it was just for me to either go and work and teach camps or come and play for a living. And I chose to come and play for a living. And I believe God has a plan in my life, and God has provided everything that I have here and the talents that I have, and He wants me to use my talents to the best of my ability. And my wife danced for the Rage at that time, and 2 years later I married her, and now 15 years later I come out of retirement for the second time, and my daughters get to dance for me. So it's a pretty unique situation, and I think Rochester Soccer needs to have role models embrace that role, and that's what I want to do. And I miss the competition, and I think it's going to be great for Rochester.
Well, it's funny because in the old days, in the Lancer days, Tony Polanos was one of the owners, and his son Dominic was the treasurer of the organization. And of course, we had the Lancer dancer then, and he married Rita, which was one of the dancers over there. And she's a dance teacher right now, and they got a couple kids just like you. And the kids, her daughters, they're playing soccer. So what a fantastic story this is, because it's, really, I think that if I look back at the history of soccer players that have worn the Lancer shirt, Nelson Copello, the Jim Palihan, the Andreghi, all those people that are still making a living in soccer, and it's a great man to the city and to the organization, because they came here, they got their knowledge, but they enhanced their knowledge, and then they went out in the world and they're still in soccer.
But, yeah, I mean, that's ultimately everybody's called to do something. And if you can do something that you love to do and to make a living at it, consider yourself blessed.
We're with Doug Miller, of course, from the Rochester Lancers now, we say officially. And, Doug, you're training to get ready for this upcoming season. How is the training for the indoor game different than the training for the outdoor game?
Outdoor, the field is much bigger. The aerobic capacity for 90 minutes, maybe 120 minutes, is much longer. This is indoors. It's 15-minute quarters where you get breaks. At 7.5 minutes, they have a TV timeout. You're on the field for a minute, minute and a half, and then you're off for a minute, minute and a half. And depending on if you're playing on the power play, the penalty kill, and all these different things, there's time to recover. So you actually have rest time in the indoor game. Outdoor soccer, you're constantly on the field. You can't go for a sub and then come back in. So it's more so like hockey, and it's a little bit different. It's got to be a lot of anaerobic capacity, a lot of quick bursts, and being powerful. And that's how I'm training right now.
And also, you obviously played the indoor game for many years, so you're used to the game. Tell us about some of the players that you played with, and who's the ideal running mate for you as a forward up top? Who do you like to pair up with? Who have you paired up with in the past?
Well, growing up, I was very fortunate to grow up watching the New York Arrows and Stevie Jungle, and looking what he used to do on goals that were, 70% of the goals of today. So, he's just an unbelievable player. And then, moving into Cleveland, playing there with Hector Marinaro and Zoran Karic, and knowing these guys to look up to them and to see what works for them and how they play the game and what kind of professionals they were on and off the field. And that kind of set the stage for me going forward of when I came to Rochester with those guys, and I wanted that, what they had there. For a running mate up top, somebody who's big and strong and that can hold the ball up well and let me run off of him, because I'll create a lot of space not only for myself but for him as well.
So the traditional target type forward, a big guy like I know that Billy Andracki mentioned somebody like Andrew Hoxie, who plays for the Rhinos, would be a player of that caliber who has some good foot skills and is big and strong and can hold the ball well in tight situations.
Correct, and being a student of the game, knowing how to run off and to leave the ball, to be creative, because, as I said on another show that I was on, indoor soccer, you're never one versus one. You're always two versus one. And when you think about soccer in its simplest form, the outdoor game is broken down by one versus one, then two versus one, three versus two, four versus three, and so on and so forth. Indoor, you're always two versus one because you have the boards. So when you're starting to play the game, you have to start to think in a different mentality, and that's why outdoor players who played the game outdoors, when they come indoors, don't necessarily get it that well. And we had some fantastic players who played for the Rhinos who tried to come to Buffalo and play with us and just couldn't do it because they're one-dimensional. They see only this, and they're not being creative off that. Where, I was very fortunate to go to school in Baltimore and play for the Baltimore Blast, and, 6 nights a week I was playing indoor soccer.
How about that?
Well, tell me, playing the boards, there's a technique in playing the boards. I mean, what is the technique?
Well, I mean, as you get around the goal, you know, the boards are curved. Just it's a hockey arena.
Yeah.
So knowing the angles in which when you knock the ball off in your runs, if the ball is hit into the boards, I can go to the boards and play it off and spin my man, because he's going to track me into the boards, where, you know, that's what a defender does. He tracks his runners. So you can actually, you know, get them and bait them into coming into the closer to the boards, then play it off, and now you've created that space, you know, to the left or right of you or in front of you, where, or, you know, knocking a ball into the boards, and he turns his head, you run right by him and beat him to the ball and get a shot on goal.
There's a lot to talk about, certainly with strategy and tactics. Actually, we're going to take a break now. We're going to talk more about that and some of the rules that, if for people who don't know indoor soccer or who may remember the old MISL, there's some different rules in the new MISL that we should be watching for when we see the Lancers play. So, Doug, can you hang out for another segment and finish up the show with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We'll be back again with Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Want you back where you belong.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. This is Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard Sirianni, and Doug Miller. And this part of the show is brought to you by New Way Auto Parts. Six locations throughout the Rochester area. Go to hahnauto.com for phone numbers and more details. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts. And we were talking with Doug about some tactics. Before we get to that, we were talking a little bit in the break about the facility here, Doug, and there's one other sport we didn't mention. It's the old golfers out there, or the young golfers, whoever, and they can play and practice throughout the wintertime, keeping their skills up and their driving straight.
Yeah, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays, we're open for golf. We're the only golf dome in Rochester. It's the only place you can see a full ball flight. We have 28 stalls. We also have an indoor driving cage as well as a putting and chipping area. So, when we say a family sports park, we're meeting the needs of many, many, athletes out there, and looking forward to, continuing.
And, of course, when you get hungry, you got Salvatore's Pizza right across the hallway here, and you can get all your favorite Salvatore's food as well. And we all do that, Joe. We always have our
Philip Salvatore's. I'm a pizza lover. But, Doc, the other thing that I'm interested in knowing, and I'm sure that our listeners are also interested, that you have a great facility for soccer and you teach soccer. How many kids, what is the population of the kids that you teach throughout the months of the year?
Well, it starts right now. It starts the second week of school. We go all the way through July. We have 20 teams, and then we have a training academy. We have the kids kickers. So we have over 400 kids in our program, and then we have other clubs that we run academies for. So this is what we do full-time. I have five full-time staff guys, and we're trying to change the community. That was the ultimate goal for me when I bought this place, is to give an environment for, families to, bring their kids in a safe, fun, and learning environment.
And you certainly do a great job at that, Doug. And I'm sure they're going to be watching you playing for the Lancers. There's no greater teacher than watching the professionals play. And they use their skills here in the facility as well, and especially the very technical skills that you need in the indoor game. It's a fast-moving game. You have to have the ball at your feet on a string, kind of like Mr. Messi does all the time on the outdoor game. But in the indoor game, the space is so constricted. You really have to know how to control that ball and when to pass it and when to take the shots.
It's a lot different, and speed of play and speed of thought is so crucial indoor. Your first touch has to be good, and that's why, I said earlier, it's very difficult for outdoor players to come indoor because, hey, they have bigger touches outside, they don't have to pay for that if they mistouch it, because they've got time and space. Indoor, you don't have much time or space, and so, you have to be like Messi. I wish I could be like Messi, but it's going to be a lot of fun, especially, here in winter.
It's going to be fun, yes.
Just one more aspect that I want to ask you about the indoor game. The indoor game is mostly played underground, right, with foot skill and occasional long ball. How is it really played?
Well, it depends on the type of team that you had. When I played in Cleveland, we played a very possession-styled game. We didn't use the boards very often. When I played in Buffalo, we had guys that weren't as skillful and played the boards a lot more. We had runners, always moving off the ball. So it depends on the makeup of your team. Hopefully there's a good mix. You're knocking balls in, clipping balls in, with different texture, into the forward, and having, second and third forwards running off of them.
It's going to be very exciting to watch. And again, for the fans out there who are soccer purists and love the technical aspect of the game and they don't like the old English style kick and run, this is a great game to watch because it's a lot of technique and knowing what to do with the ball. Again, decisions are very quick, and you have to be ready for that. And the other thing, Doug, that there's a lot of people who may never have seen an indoor game before. We were talking about this earlier. What are some of the things that they need to look at regarding just the way the game is played, scoring-wise and substitutions and all things like that?
Well, it's similar to hockey in that regards, because as long as you're within the boundaries of the box, you know, one player comes on, runs off, one player runs on. As the game goes on, you never want to change. You know, when you go to defense, you always want to run your defensive slot out and make sure that you're giving your change the best opportunity to go forward and maybe counterattack. So there's going to be a lot of intricacies that they're going to have to understand. There's three-point goals, there's two-point goals, there's one-point goals, there's power play, there's penalty kill. You know, if you kick a ball out of the stadium, you know, it's where you kicked it from. The ball will be placed. It's a direct kick. Every kick is direct. You can score from anywhere. So it's really fast-paced. And most Americans who maybe don't understand the game of soccer enjoy it because it is.
Right. And it's two-point goals. So every goal, every normal goal in play is 2 points. Three-point goal is like a three-point shot in hockey. And the shootout comes in play when there's a penalty. And that's one of your – I know you love the shootout. I know I'm not a big fan of it in the outdoor game. But in the indoor game, it's a little bit different. It's used as part of the – reward for getting penalized.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. It brings that one versus one battle with the goalkeeper. And it gives, you know, games are sometimes decided by, you know, a shootout, you know, on a penalty and or, you know, a power play.
Well, Doug, you know, we've been talking a lot about the game and how is it played and all the kind of information that you gave us pertaining to, but what really make you come out of retirement to be an active player all over again?
Well, I think first I miss the competition. You know, every day I get to look at this wall and see, you know, all the memories that I've made. My kids, you know, Kayla and Calista, they really never got to see me play in my prime. You know, I think it's great for, you know, the community. Sam is a dear friend. I love him to death. And, you know, I want to see soccer be prosperous in Rochester. And, you know, some people think that signing me or me coming out of retirement is, you know, somewhat of a joke. Those are the people that I look forward to seeing, you know, at the Blue Cross Arena, because I believe I can still score 50 goals. Indoor, and I'm going to prove it. And that's why I started my workout, and it gives me 6 weeks to prepare to, you know, get ready for preseason and then be healthy through preseason. So it's a great way because I have so many kids in my program that want to see me. I will also use it as a teaching tool where I'll give the kids homework assignments to come and watch me and do match analysis and critique me as I critique them in their games.
Doug, it's going to be very exciting. I can't wait. And the first match is Friday, November 4th in Syracuse against your old teammate, Tommy Tanner, from both the Rhinos and the Cleveland Crunch. So it should be very exciting, that rivalry. And then the home opener is Saturday the 12th, 1 p.m. against the Chicago No Names, as we'll find out their nickname shortly. But, Doug, we really appreciate you being on the show tonight, and we look forward to seeing you on the field with the blue and gold of the Rochester Lancers. And, you know, from two former Lancer fans, and, of course, Joe, synonymous as the trainer of the Lancers, we're just happy to see that colors, that logo back in soccer again. We're happy you're going to be part of it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing, you know, 14,000 people at the first game, because I'll score 3 goals.
Hey, just like you did against the Montreal Impact.
I think there was 14-plus there.
There you go. Doug, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's going to do it for our show tonight. I want to thank Doug for spending some time with us on the show. And, of course, from his facility, the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And, of course, thanks to Dick Howard as well for giving us all the international news.
Well, and thanks to Lou for being over here with us. And thanks for the banner and for all its support of this show and Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thanks a lot, Lou. We really appreciate it. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WISL Controls. Be with us again next Monday night at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.